بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ثم أما بعد، السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So Sheikh, it's been a long time since we sat together and I interviewed you. So today we are back again with your books, inshallah. And today we are going to talk about the books that you recently published in your website, which is available for PDF, because this was one of the demand that everyone was asking. Like, we want your books, but it's all hard copy, and many times overseas people don't get those. So this time we have the PDF in your website. So could you tell us more about the first book that we have on the screen, which is 50 Righteous and Humane Concepts brought by Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy.
Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ba'd. Like you said, many people were asking to have access to the books through PDF. So alhamdulillah, recently we posted 12 books, and inshallah we'll talk about them one by one. The links will be provided by Brother Sabiq, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you have questions, you can always send me questions. But I think the explanation inshallah will be sufficient. Like this first book, it is a very important book. You know, after what they call 9/11, they started attacking Islam right and left. Even characters that were busy up to their ears with the problems of the Catholic Church, I don't want to mention these problems, everybody knows what they are. So for a distraction, this man, Pope Benedict the 16th, Benedict the 16th, I always have trouble pronouncing their names, old ones, Benedict the 15th, made this statement. So I'm going to read his statement, actually, it's important. But the books are available, 12 books. A reminder for the brothers and sisters who said, we can't get the books, you know, overseas, it costs a lot. Yes, it does cost a lot to send the books. And alhamdulillah, we sent so many books in the past 6 months for free, and paid overseas, you know, shipping costs. So people were asking, what about the PDF? So we have the PDF, minimal price. All the books except for one are for $3.99. And inshallah ta'ala, if we are able to have them in hard copy, we'll tell everybody, those who want the hard copy, inshallah, we can do that. So this book is very important. The title says it all. Sorry, I'm still having asthma, so I might be coughing, so be patient with me. So the title is 50 Righteous and Humane Concepts brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is book number 2 in the series, The Prophet of Mercy, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we'll talk about the reason for authoring this book. Author Jalal Abu Rub, alhamdulillah, Allah bless me to author it. And the editor, as usual, as always, my wife, Ala Menki. So I have to use these. So I want to read what the Pope said so you can understand why we have this book. On the Vatican's official website posted the September 12th, 2006 speech that the Pope gave in his meeting with the representatives of science at the University of Regensburg, Germany, science, Catholic Church. In his speech, the Pope says, I was reminded of all this recently when I read the edition by Professor Theodore Khoury, minister or something, of part of the dialogue carried on perhaps in 1391 in the winter barracks near Ankara, Turkey today, by the erudite Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos and an educated Persian, actually it was an educated Turkish Muslim, on the subject of Christianity and Islam. The dialogue ranges widely over the structures of faith, contained in the Bible and in the Quran. Here I would like to discuss only one point itself, rather marginal to the dialogue as a whole. It isn't actually, it is the focus of the whole dialogue, which in the context of the issue of faith and reason, I found interesting and which can serve as the starting point for my reflecting or reflections on this issue. In the seventh conversation edited by Professor Khoury, the emperor touches on the theme of the holy war. Nice. The emperor must have known that Surah 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 256 reads, there is no compulsion in religion. La ikraha fi al-deen. According to some of the experts, not Muslim experts, their experts, this is probably one of the surahs of the early period. This is a joke here. You should be laughing. When Muhammad was still powerless and under threat. This is after Badr in Medina, not the early era. This ayah, this surah was revealed in Medina after the battle of Badr.
No.
When Islam broke the back of kufr forever. And Muslims became mighty. So here he says, early period when Muhammad was still powerless and under threat. But naturally, the emperor also knew the instructions developed later and recorded in the Quran concerning holy war. Without descending to details, because he doesn't have the details, he doesn't know them, who have the book and the infidels, without descending to details, I skipped something, such as the difference in treatment according to those who have the book and the infidels, he addresses his interlocutor. I'm an Arab, so my tongue is still Arabic, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. With a startling brusqueness, which we find unacceptable, on the central question about the relationship between religion and violence in general, saying, show me just what Muhammad brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhuman. I think he meant to say inhumane, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith he preached. So we end here with the Pope. So I responded to him, bring me one thing that's new. Here you have how many?
50.
2, 3, 4, 5. You count good. 50 points, each one of them that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, and in comparison between this point in the Quran and Sunnah and the Old Testament and the New Testament. You better believe most of them are negative. However, the first one wasn't negative. We're not always negative, you know, against the people of the book, of the many books. Anyway, we proved that Tawheed is found in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, by the words of Isa alayhi salam, and in the Quran and Sunnah. So this book talked about many topics. Let's just mention some of them before we finish. Some of the topics found in the 50 righteous and humane concepts brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good news about original sin is very important. Muhammad's good news about Isa alayhi salam, denying any shortcomings with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping idols and images, where it starts with the Old Testament and the New Testament saying, don't, then we end up with do. This is what the Catholics do to their religion, still do. They did and still do. Defending the honor of Allah's prophets, such as Lut alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and others. Treatment of non-combatants in war, because You better believe I mentioned there Spain in many examples where the Catholics, what did they do to the Muslims, Jews, and other Christians in Spain? The Catholics, mashallah. Animal rights, between inheriting women and granting them inheritance. This is interesting. Believing women are promised Jannah, paradise. They're promised nothing in the Bible. All humankind descended from Adam, and Adam was created from dust. Islam ordains monotheism, tawheed, prayer, fasting, charity, honor, honesty, decency, and the best code of conduct. Please get the book and download it. If you get into any difficulty downloading the book, then let me know, and we'll try our best to, inshallah ta'ala, help everyone get this book. It's very important for da'wah. 50 different books. So if people, you know, if you're living among non-Muslims or even Muslims, and people come with all kinds of shubuhat, doubts about Islam, then inshallah you can remember these points. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والحمد لله رب العالمين.
نعم جزاك الله خيرا يا شيخ. As mentioned, inshallah, the link to this book will be attached in the description below. And this book is there also in the bookstore that we have online with the other books. Inshallah, we'll be coming soon with other book reviews as well. So stay tuned, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.